This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. Talk Radio
Countdown. It's the countdown to the number one spot on the charts that are created by the folks who do the work. When it comes to News Talk Radio, we have the Talk Radio Countdown Show on the air 52 weeks a year. Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers, is here with me. I'm Doug Steffen. The list is published at talkers.com, along with all kinds of material information, some of which we will refer to during the next hour of the conversation, the focus being what's going on that people are interested in, the hot political stuff sometimes, because a lot of political talk goes on the radio, but there's some other things, like just the fact this was the 4th of July. So, Michael Harrison, would you please do us the, take the reins. Do us the honor.
I will do us the honor, and it is an honor and a privilege to read this, this very distinguished list of subjects and people.
Yes.
At number 10, these are the stories that were big over this somewhat truncated, I like that word, not trumpated, everything is trumpated these days, but somewhat truncated.
Trump hated.
Wow. Well, there are those.
Yes. But
at number 10, we have the Wimbledon tournament and we have the Major League Baseball stuff. At number 9, the federal ethics chief resigns. I'm out of here. At number 8, voter fraud commission stymied. At number 7, as you mentioned, the aforementioned 4th of July holiday, which for some was a 4-day weekend and for others was just a Tuesday holiday after a Monday. At number 6, we have the tragic story of the New York City cop slain. At number 5, the GOP health care plan. At number 4, the discussion of Russia election meddling. At number 3, Trump in Europe. At number 2, North Korea's ICBM test and Trump issuing a stern warning. And at number 1, we have CNN Trump wrestling video. That was huge this week. And the people on the survey, we have at number 10, Walter Schaub. We have at number 9, a man from the past, Barack Obama. We have at number 8, Mitch McConnell. At number 7, Miyasotis Familia. And she's the New York City policewoman that was killed. At number 6, Xi Jinping. At number 5, Vladimir Putin. At number 4, Kim Jong-un. At number 3, Jeff Zucker. At number 2, Andrew Kaczynski. And at number 1, Donald J. Trump.
Okay. Observation time from your co-host. Look at that list of names that you just went through. There's one name that looks like sort of an American name. Maybe there are two. But then the rest of them, all, even though, well, maybe three. But we've become, not only in our country, but we are such a Photoshop of the world. The things that we're talking about involving people, places, things that are not just American anymore. It is not, America is not on an, is not an island, not that we ever really have been, but I think some people for a long time have thought America was on an island. You can define or describe the island any way you want to. But when you look, this is so stark, so startling.
Well, you're making me realize that Trump is not going far enough. We should build a wall all around the country and a dome, lead-lined dome overhead. And we can light ourselves up with, you know, neon luminescence.
Has Putin ever been to America?
Oh, my gosh, I don't know. That's a great question.
I don't think he ever has been to America. He may have gone to the U.S.
You got me there. You got me there faster than my little fingers could go to Google.
Yeah, I just think about all of the Kara will take care of that for us. She's great in that department. I'm thinking about all these other people, like the fellow from China, who came recently to have a confab with Trump.
To have a piece of cake at Mar-a-Lago. Delicious cheesecake.
Yeah, yum. and many other world leaders. I just don't think there's been... There were people querying what would be the relationship between Trump and Putin when they get together this weekend at the G20 summit. Are they going to be friendly? Are they going to have a wrestling, a real wrestling match, not the CNN wrestling match? Are they going to really get at it? And, you know, somebody suggested once that instead of having all of the soldiers over all of the years, the history of our world is, you know, predicated, lined with wars, battles, killings, the death of multi-millions. Instead, why don't we just put the leaders of the countries in a grudge match? So we could have Saddam Hussein against George Bush, right? Just the two of them duke it out, right? And Putin duke it out with Trump. Or Napoleon duke it out with whoever it was.
The Tsar.
The Tsar.
Yeah. You know, I have to tell you, you're astonishing. I can't believe I never thought of that.
Really?
It's so easy. What an answer to all the world's problems. It just never occurred to me. This has been an amazing morning, Doug.
Already.
I mean, we're building a dome.
Yes, we are.
We're having a wrestling match between Putin and... Well, first of all, Trump and Putin get along great. Look, Trump
loves
Putin.
I think it'd be fine.
Trump loves Putin. He won't... Look at how Trump will not acknowledge Putin's role.
The hacking?
In the, you know... Trump is bad-mouthing all of the intelligence agencies in the U.S. on foreign soil.
Ooh.
I like the way they say that. He's bad-rapping American dirty laundry. He's airing it on foreign soil.
Who's the song, Dirty Laundry? Where's that song come from?
Dirty Laundry. Oh, no, the guy from the Beatles, from the Eagles.
Yeah, Don Henley.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Dirty Laundry? Or was that Glenn Frey?
That was Don Henley.
Well, Don Henley.
Okay. Yeah.
So there we are. Musical experts. You see, musical expertise we have, as well as knowing what's going on all over the place. We're briefing America on what's going on in News Talk Radio. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison at 14 past the hour.
Lots of things take 15 minutes, like sitting through a halftime show or running a very slow mile. Well, Buffalo Wild Wings wants to add one more to the list, the B-Dubs Fast Break Lunch. Order from this menu, and you'll get your lunch in 15 minutes, or it's free. So put in your order, count all the tiles on the ceiling, and voila, 15 minutes, and your food has arrived. Or it's on us. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Valid for tables of 6 or last Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at participating locations for dine-in only. Other restrictions apply. See participating location for details.
The Ford Summer Sales Event is in full swing. Get 0% financing for 72 months, plus an additional $1,000 on top of your trade-in. It's summer's hottest deal on vehicles like Ford Fusion, Escape, Mustang, and Explorer. Offer ends July 31st. Take on summer right with Ford, America's best-selling brand, and save big across a full lineup of Ford vehicles. Get 0% financing for 72 months plus $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Hurry into the summer sales event going on now only at your Ford dealer. Best-selling based on 2016 sales. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $1,389 per month for 1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Trade assist cash requires trade-in of 95 or newer vehicle or lease terminated 30 days prior to or 90 days after delivery. Not available on Mustang, Shelby, GT350, GT350R. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details. Take new retail delivery from dealer stock by July 31st, 2017.
Staples knows that when the leave-behinds for your sales call get left behind at your office, it's time. When you need to print 30 pages and you're 300 miles from the office, it's time. And when the intern packed the Harrington file, not the Farrington file.
Ugh, my bad.
It's definitely time. And it's times like these when you can count on Staples. Access your files from email, the cloud, or USB, and then print, copy, fax, or scan them, and get back to business fast. Visit your nearby Staples. It's pro time.
All right, 17 or 16 to change after the hour. Talk Radio Countdown Show, the review of the hot hits in talk radio, as demonstrated by Michael's appearance here every week, going through the charts. We pick out a few things that are going on, often talk about them, what's going on in the talk radio business with some of the hosts that we like. Who's your favorite host? I always like asking you that because you can't.
Who's my favorite host?
Michael Harrison says
are you out of your mind?
His favorite host is Rush Limbaugh because he's number one on the list.
My favorite host? Oh, my gosh. Maybe Jerry Williams.
Yep. None that are still alive.
Once upon a time, tremendous influence on me was a young fellow who's now semi-retired. He has his own website by the name of Alex Bennett. I think he influenced me as much as any host. I would have to say my favorite host is someone from history.
Yeah, I would say that too, frankly. I would say that. My favorite host, if someone were to really groom me, would be Larry Glick, who did All Nights on WBZ for 20 years.
Now, I'll tell you
something.
He's
the craziest, funniest.
Larry Glick.
And Gene Shepard.
Gene Shepard. But I have to, if somebody asked me who is the greatest radio personality of modern times, I would say, wow, I'm going to get in trouble for this, Howard Stern.
Oh, I agree with you 100%. I would not disagree. Absolutely. And tell us why, because you and I would have some insight, but I would like to know why you think that Howard Stern is the best.
Well, he historically made the most impact. He pushed the boundaries of the FCC and society. He has an incredibly loyal following. He helped build satellite radio. He helped build FM radio. And he was on stations that he didn't even fit the format. He was on hundreds of radio stations that were music stations and all kinds of stations. He was a format unto himself.
Mm-hmm.
He was the subject of books, the subject of movies over the years. So, you know, he's unique, completely unique, imitated by many, never duplicated. So, I would have to tip the hat to him as being an amazing radio personality.
One of the great things,
being a talk show host.
I like about you, and one of the things that I sort of base our friendship on, is how esoterically evaluative you are. And you can dig into something, and the spur of the moment. People need to know, they listen to this program. We don't talk before we go on. We go on, and bingo, we're at whatever it is that is the stream of consciousness conversation is what it is. And that, for me, anyway, over my career in having done talk since 1974, is one of the real challenges. Because today, you and I both, you mentioned, and we're not, this is not a facetious conversation. I didn't ask the question to put Michael in a spot just so we could have some fun. I did not know he was going to say Howard Stern, but I agree with him 100% for all the things that he outlined. But one of the things you didn't say is, in terms of his showmanship, he is a really wonderful stand-up human being. He's not at all, and that was the difference between him and understanding what he was about and how he was to work with versus the people who tried to imitate him who were a-holes. They were a-holes on the air because they thought that's what they needed to be. They were difficult. They were wiseacres. They didn't really get it, and they were jerks off the air. And you can't have a the people who work with him love him. They don't like him. They love him. It is really a family. And that's what people, I guess in business anywhere, Michael, your family, that you've had the same people working for you at Talkers for years
and years
because they love, they love you and they love the circumstance. I'm blessed that way.
Maybe they love me because I love them.
As
someone who runs a business, I think your primary asset are your people, are your employees and your co-workers.
Yep.
I don't treat anybody that works for me as an employee. I treat them as a business partner because we're all in it together. You know, I think that one of the problems with the mega corporations today is they treat the people that work there like they are absolute dirt.
Right.
I think that there's nothing wrong with somebody owning a business and somebody being an employer and somebody being an employee, but the culture that it embodies doesn't have to have such classism and it'd be so such an affront to human dignity.
Yeah, well put, well said, well spoken. Michael Harrison, who's a talker, he ought to be well spoken. And Doug Steffen, me too. 21 after.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind.
I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me, so I was relieved to find that treatments for some forms of AMD are available, and research for additional treatments is underway. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Change at the hour now. The Talk Radio Review, the Hot Hits Talk Radio Countdown Show, with the charts and the discussion for the week of July 3rd to the 7th. As Michael Harrison from Talkers is here, there's some interesting speculation about Chris Christie that appears in Talkers magazine this week. Mr. Christie, well, there's always something going on with him. He was a big Trump supporter, and then he got bounced because it was because Trump's son-in-law didn't want him around because Christie threw his old man into the clink. So that kind of mitigated
his... You think that's the reason?
I think that's absolutely the reason.
It's possible.
Yeah, I think that's the reason. So anyway, but, he's wandered in and out of the Trump circles. But now, because his term as governor is coming to an end, he's looking around and is, some of the... I guess it's rumor. The rumor is that when he substitutes on WFAN in New York, the sports talk station, he may be looking for something. And isn't Mike Francesa, the big kahuna there, leaving? So is this...
This has been floating around a long time. Yes, he fills in for Francesa. Yes, he fills in for other people. He is in the running to be the next major hire at WFAN in New York City Sports Talk. But it's always qualified when I talk to people in the know that he doesn't have it locked up and that it might just be a publicity thing. In other words, it's not for sure.
Yeah, but he's good at it. I haven't heard him, but somebody said on the staff here who was from New Jersey, nobody in New York's going to like him. He's too much of a Jersey fan.
No one in New York, New Jersey, or Connecticut's going to like him because he's a Dallas Cowboys fan.
He is.
That's the problem.
Really?
He's a fool. He went to the Eagles Cowboys game in Philly, which is basically in the Jersey market,
right,
and sat in the owner's box with what's his face, the guy
Dallas Jerry Johnson.
Jerry, yeah. Jerry Jones.
Who owns the
Dallas Cowboys. He sat with him. That's even worse than sitting in your bloomers on the beach that you closed to the public.
Right. Yeah,
that whole stupid thing he did with the bridge that he still says he didn't do.
Right, yeah. Which all mark the end of a political career, which means it's time for a new career. Which radio.
Boy, did he play his career poorly.
Yeah, well,
this guy was hot.
Everybody knows who he is. That's the thing. Everybody knows who Chris Christie is.
I know.
So?
Yeah. I know. So what'll that get him?
It'll get him an audience that'll at least they'll try him once. You know that's how it works.
Yeah. He'll get in the door. Yeah.
Yep. In the door, try him once, and then after that, the loyal listenership will be built on what he says, how he does the show.
Yeah.
Look at Francesa, who he might replace, been there. He was on the air the first day there was talk on FAN. It was before FAN. What was he doing? He's 30 years doing sports talk in New York. Where did he start?
Francesa. He was a producer. He worked his way up through the ranks. I don't remember what station, where, what. I think it was FAN or something like that. But he didn't start as a host. He was a producer. Mm. He worked his way up.
What makes him, is he good because he has passion, he has knowledge? Why do people like that guy so much?
He's unpredictable. He has X factor. He has a negative charisma.
Really?
He's so obnoxious, you like him.
Obnoxious, like Joe Pine obnoxious?
Sometimes nasty, but he's there's something honest about him.
He's New York.
He's got an honesty. He's very New York and very honest, but even when he falls asleep on the air, that becomes an attraction.
Really?
He fell asleep on the air in front of the camera, and that becomes an attraction. He is interesting.
Yeah. And he is New York's boy. But he'd never make it in Miami or in Chicago. Couldn't. He's one of those guys that makes it in the market and couldn't make it anyplace else. It's just amazing.
We don't know that.
That's very true, because he never went anywhere else. 28 past the hour.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds, or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. Discover is now offering FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer. And checking your score won't hurt your credit. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit. Compare your card. Go to discover.com/creditscorecard. Limitations apply.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Every day people ask me, Jay, did I miss out? Have the rates gone up? The answer is no. Rates are still low, and it's a perfect time to refinance your home, especially if your mortgage rate is higher than 4.25%. If you'd like to lower your interest rate and save thousands of dollars in interest without starting over on a new 30-year loan, a Quicken Loans Yorgage is what you're looking for. With our exclusive Yorgage, you can choose a term that works best for you, anywhere from 8 to 30 years. The rate today on an 8-year Yorgage is 3.125%, APR 3.82%. For 7 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation for customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the third year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org number 3030.
Weeds love your garden. They hide near flowers knowing you can't touch them. Now you can, with Roundup Weed and Grass Killer with SureShot 1 from the Home Depot. A special buy at just $19.97. The protective shield means pinpoint accuracy, so you can target weeds without harming surrounding plants. With Roundup in hand, weeds are in trouble. Roundup Weed and Grass Killer with SureShot 1, just $19.97, now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through August 2nd while supplies.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Back again, second half hour of our overview of what's going on this week in the world of News Talk Radio. I'm Doug Steffen from the DJB Show and the Good Day program with Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine. He's the editor and the publisher. He is all-knowing, all-omniscient. It sounds like how Carson used to be introduced as Karnak.
Yeah, but of course I hope people realize that you're speaking in hyperbolic terms. I'm really hardly...
hyperbaric terms.
Hyperbaric.
Hyperbaric terms.
Well, there's a lot of hyper in there, I'll tell you that. But, thank you. Thank you for the nice things that you've said about me today. But gosh, I am so far from all-knowing.
There's a little tease in there, but you really do know what's going on. The subject matter here is News Talk Radio, television. As a matter of fact, at Talkers Magazine, at Talkers.com, you find Talkers Magazine, you find Talkers Radio, you find Talkers Television. So just as a quick sort of overview. We know what Talkers Magazine is all about because we can see it online. Why would somebody listen to Talkers Radio? Why would they watch Talkers Television?
Well, Talkers Radio is a little experimental platform we have where we try out different kinds of shows that are not yet ready for necessarily commercial radio for the big stage. And some interesting stuff there, including your very successful weekend show called The American Family Farmer. And we have a number of those. So that's kind of fun for the real talk radio insiders, people who want to know behind the scenes, and for people in the industry to hear showcases of new things. Talkers Television is just videos of things that are involved in the talk business. For example, we're putting up all the sessions from our recent convention, and people could see stuff. Well, people in the industry, of course, it's for them, but people listening to a show like this who like inside information, they could see all the people that are the movers and shakers of our industry having a convention and talking about the issues of the business.
I'm trying to get you to do the hour that I do every week called Your Hidden Power, which is an expose into, and this is on the radio, but I think it has, we are now so fascinated with podcasting, the world of podcasting, and how people can do at demand what they want to do with their time. Listening, watching, it's all about on demand. And here's something that has, I was inspired, Frank, and I've said this on the air, by the late Alan Combs, who did, I think he had a traditional side to him on the air. And he had a side that was profound and different. Not that we shouldn't be talking about these things on the air, but we find ourselves buttonholed, Michael. And you're, as the observer of this format and the influencer beyond anyone else, probably singularly because of the impact of Talkers Magazine, the things that we can do or not do oftentimes rest with, not necessarily in this case with you, but don't you find that when new things happen, the success or failure of them sometimes rests with one person when they decide, yes, I want to do it, or no, I don't want to do it?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. When you say, you know, I have influence, but I have no power, the ones who own the means of productions, the ones that own the big networks, the ones that own the big radio stations, they're the ones with power. All I have is influence. Mm-hmm. And there's a huge difference between influence and power. And the people that have the power, the people that you know, own the means of production, own the platforms, they make the decision. And right now, we're at a time where there's very little chance-taking in the radio business. What works and it's tried and true, they stick with, and they're very afraid to do anything new.
Well, that's why this podcasting thing is so successful, because people want stuff that's a little
sure they do, but the podcasts, even the successful podcasts, have a very small audience compared to what the big time radio owners need.
Right.
To meet their expenses. It's back to that discussion we had about the widening mainstream. The mainstream is no longer deep enough, narrow and deep enough to hold these big ocean liners that used to be like NBC television and Hollywood.
Yes.
And everything is niched out now.
Yep.
And so they play a defense game. Radio programmers today are more concerned about protecting the audience they already have and not losing it. Mm-hmm. Than they are in taking chances to grow a larger audience.
A new audience. Yeah. Right. Yep. I'm sure how foolish I am, because that's what I continue to do. I was always looking, I think you said once a long time ago, or somebody did to me, you're always looking over your shoulder. And I always do look, because I want to be ahead of the people who are behind me. Mm-hmm. That makes sense, I guess. That's, you know, if you're going to do something or be on the edge of a trend, because I know enough about how you just describe my world. I can't and haven't made it well in the big corporate structure. So as much as I produce and as many great programs as I have, this is not a world that likes me or people like me. And there's nobody around anymore. And I don't mean this to sound like a jerk, but there aren't any other really producers that don't have some connection to some church or some big corporation. Just me doing programs like I do Monday through Friday, this show with you, the farmer show, the health stuff, and so in the pushback that you get, because the business here has become like all other businesses, so consolidated, it's just amazing. And all of the areas that I talk about, whether it's farming medicine. They've all become consultants.
You're a big indie. For people listening to this and saying, what the heck is Doug saying? Because they don't really know the difference between, say, your show and one that they would hear, like a Rush Limbaugh show.
Right.
Is that you operate as an independent, and you're one of the biggest, most successful, longest running indies in the business. So you're not some schlepper from nowhere. You run a big operation. Relative to the big picture, but you're an independent, and you wouldn't have the flexibility to create a metaphysical show that you do on Mondays on your daily show, or create a weekend show for farm for independent farmers, an independent radio show for independent farmers. The farmers face the same problem that radio broadcasters face.
Yep.
Same
sure
problem.
Do.
It's taken over by Big Aggie.
Yep.
You know.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, then we'll move on. There was a poll done about the 10 most difficult businesses to be in, and number 7 was broadcasting, and number 2 was farming.
That's why you're a masochist. You're a masochist.
Okay. Michael has a podcast, speaking of podcasts, that he's getting tremendous updraft on. It's called Up Close and Far Out, and this is the thing that appealed to me most about this is that it deals with the art and craft that we're talking about, talk radio, and the people who need to ask questions and listen to the answers, listen. Listen. Mm. So you get to Frank Sesno.
Ah, yeah, it's a goodie. Recognize.
Yeah, what's the scoop here?
Well, Frank Sesno used to be an anchor and the Washington bureau chief and the White House correspondent for CNN. Today, he is the director of the Department of Media and Public Affairs at the George Washington University. And quite successful in that academic arena. And he's kind of an expert on asking questions, what kind of questions to ask. So I have him on, and we talk about questions, and we get his perspective on the stress and strife and tension that exists between the Washington Press Corps and the White House.
Did you feel self-conscious asking him questions?
That was my first question.
Asking questions?
Man, you are sharp. The first question I asked was, I don't know if you heard it yet. Maybe you did. Maybe you're not so sharp.
I haven't. No, I just
okay,
saw it.
You are
no,
sharp.
My
first question was, I'm interviewing a guy who just wrote a book about how to ask questions, and I've got to ask you a question. I said, what question should I ask you? That was my first question.
What did he say?
I ask you? He said, he didn't realize I was kidding, so he actually answered it. He said, you should ask me what it was that influenced me to write this book. So I went along with it.
Right.
I was obviously being, clever.
Yeah, no, you were.
He took me at face value because we never spoke before. And one of my issues is that my humor is sometimes so nuanced and dry that people think it's serious.
Yeah,
I'm sure there are people who think that I think we should build a dome over the United States to protect us from people with foreign
and the
names.
And wall all the way around.
Right, all the way around.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Well, there is something to all of that. But the most important thing is that it gets us to think, which is, people say, what's your job? My job is to make money. My job is to provide enough money so that the folks associated with the program and the company you were just talking about are able to survive and have sustenance. So I have to get people to listen to the radio programs in order to attract advertisers who will be able to sell things, and there's the vicious circle. So I got to do some things that at least are mainstream, and that's the case with all of the people doing radio and anything on television or wherever the podcasts are going to be supported by advertisers or by the number of people that actually download the podcast. It's just, it's a numbers game, and it goes across the board. So we have to be good at the technique of producing a good, insightful conversation or conversations on the air so people will continue to listen. But our real job is to sell advertising so that we can provide the people that work with us the sustenance to stay working.
As Al Gore would say, an inconvenient truth.
Yeah.
However, it's not the total truth. We are also charged with doing something that is of value, and doing something of value is often good business. When you do business with something that is of no value, like for example, manufacturing cigarettes.
Yeah.
You get into ethics issues. But if you create a product that has value and you are able to have a fair profit for it and don't gouge people, as is the case in some instances with medicine,
yeah.
Then you've got the proper balance between the job of making money and the job of doing something positive for your customers.
Well said. 46 past the hour. Michael Harris and Doug Steffen on this week's Countdown.
Allergy sufferers, my name's Nigel, and as a well-educated owl, I know the difference between what's wise and unwise. Texting after 3 glasses of Merlot? Unwise. Using new Zizol for 24-hour relief of your allergy symptoms? Quite wise. Because Zizol is just as effective at hour 24 as it is at hour 1, relieving your symptoms for a better night's sleep and a more productive day. So for continuous 24-hour allergy relief, don't be unwise. Be wise all. Take new Zizol. Use as directed.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Water.
Hey, it's me, Water. Look, about what happened in your apartment with the broken pipe. I just wanted to apologize for ruining all your stuff, and I hope this can all just be some me under the bridge someday. Oh, and also, I'm not paying for anything. Okay, bye.
Water never pays for water damage. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting coverage a snap. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America, working with happiness expert Sean Acor. Leading into the busy summer travel season, Bank of America, in partnership with Condé Nast Traveler, created the Joy Index to explore the connection between happiness and travel. Happiness expert Sean Acor.
Science shows that traveling makes us happy. Different cultures, new adventures, and relaxation. I found that these things in my research drastically improve our happiness and energy. We explored the unique factors that make a trip memorable to create the Joy Index, a list of 10 most joyous destinations. And based on all this work, we curated specific must-dos for each destination that are all eligible purchases for redemption on the Bank AmeriCard Travel Rewards credit card points to offset their costs. With the Bank AmeriCard Travel Rewards credit card, you can earn 1.5 points per dollar spent anywhere, anytime, making your next memorable experience closer than you think.
For more information, visit cntraveler.com/joyindex.
I won't describe you as you just did off the air. At 48 past the hour, this is the Talk Radio Countdown Show, a review of the lists, and then Michael and I get into discussions of nuance. The number one thing this week, that CNN Trump wrestling video, so annoyed me. And the whole discussion and the focus on it. I gave it short shrift when you mentioned it before, and we got 60 seconds left here, which is as much as it deserves, if not more than it deserves. But yet it was the number one story on News Talk Radio this week.
Well, because we're obsessed with his tweeting and we're obsessed with his behavior.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think it was an insult to the fine art of professional wrestling.
Where they put the CNN logo over Vince McMahon's. Oh, my God. I think the more interesting thing would be now that the G20 is going on, that they superimpose Putin's face.
Oh, you can be sure. It's like that Hitler thing that's all over YouTube. There's going to be a lot of different heads on Vince McMahon's body getting body slammed by Trump.
Yeah, right. That's what I'm saying. It'll go in that direction. It's just, it's such, I mean, it is what it is, that's all. I can only do what I can do on my radio program, and I just refuse to talk about stuff like that. I'm not going to go down that street and people say, well, I missed some of the audience. The audience can hear plenty of that discussion someplace else. I'm not going to contribute to that nonsense, frankly. I hope that doesn't sound arrogant. It just is nonsense. And there's so much more going on. And people, well, there's nothing more fun. Maybe it is. Some people look upon it as if it's fun, but
Michael,
thank you, Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine here.
Yeah.
If food became scarce, would you be able to feed yourself and your family? Have you found some emergency food supplies can cost upwards of $300 for a month's supply? And worst of all, they're packed with chemicals and other unpronounceable ingredients. At NorthwestFork.com, our mission is to provide you with food that's not only healthy and natural, but also affordable. At NorthwestFork.com, for only $127, you can order meals that are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, packaged in Mylar bags with oxygen absorbers for superior shelf life. For a limited time only, your order ships free. But that's not all. Enter promo code PREP10 to receive 10% off your entire order. Call 800-700-2184 today. NorthwestFork.com keeps prices low by buying directly from suppliers in the Pacific Northwest, then passing the savings to you. Go to NorthwestFork.com or call 800-700-2184 for the most cost-effective and healthy food storage solution. That's NorthwestFork.com at 800-700-2184.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Now, 53 after the hour, Talk Radio Review, the countdown continues with our focus on the legalese, which comes to us courtesy of Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who is the official lawyer for the Countdown Show and for Talkers Magazine, also a college professor, an expert on scams and identity theft. So I'm going to start our overview here with a focus on the killing of the New York police officer, Miosotis Familia, I believe is the name. The way to pronounce her name.
Yeah.
It reminds me, the overview of this, Steve, reminds me of an episode of Law and Order where Fred Thompson's character, Arthur Branch, was the Manhattan DA.
Yeah.
He was told by McCoy that a cop killer had just been eliminated by the police, that is, shot.
Mm-hmm.
His response was, "Good. That saves us the trouble." So, I don't know legalese here, but that's basically what happened to the guy that offed this police lady sitting in her car doing police work, paperwork, whatever she was doing, and gets blown away. And so what now? I mean, there's no legal ramification here unless we can trace his ownership of the gun to some criminal enterprise. I don't know if that's likely or not. But yeah, what do we do with these things that go on, oh, you know, over and over and over and over and over on both sides? The police overdoing it when it comes to certain characters in society, and the characters are overdoing it when it comes to shooting up the cops.
Yeah, a little gun control would be helpful, but I don't think that's going to significantly happen. And yeah, I mean,
how about enforcing the laws that are on the books?
Oh, absolutely.
Never mind more, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, and you know, you have issues of police using excessive force, and you know, these are periodically being prosecuted. There are also plenty of times where, like you say, the officer, I got real sympathy for the officer who goes up to just a traffic stop. He doesn't know if that person in there is going to pull a gun on him. So
yeah.
I mean, I can understand the mindset of the officers. They have to be, you know, trained better. And in fact, I recently saw some police department that had been doing some newer training about kind of de-escalating situations, and it had been working. The officers hadn't shot anyone in some tremendous period of time. So it's a difficult problem. Obviously, you can't train the public, but the officers, they have to be wary, but they have to be judicious in how they do their jobs.
Yeah. And as an aside for a second, how realistic, you've been in the law business for 4 decades plus.
Yeah.
You look at Arthur Branch, I made reference to him as the longest of, there were two or three really long-running characters that played the role of the DA in Manhattan. I always liked Fred Thompson, the way he played whatever role he was in.
Always great position. He was in, I think, the original Search for Red October, too.
Hunt for Red October, official. Yeah, he was. Yeah, yeah, yep. Anyway, and then the best line in there, ask me why I remember this, he's in the bathroom shaving, and he's the admiral of the fleet, and the captain of the ship comes in. This is just after Alec Baldwin's character is coming, and, you know, they're trying to figure out what the Russians are doing.
Yeah.
And so the captain of the ship wants to go blow up the Russians, and Dalton, Fred Dalton Thompson, says, you know, about looking askance at this kid, he says, I don't know about you, but I think you should give the kid a break. And he tells him the story of how he broke his back in combat and yada, yada, yada. I'm not going to tell you what to do, but maybe you should give this kid a break. And the conversation goes into the Russians don't make, they don't plan a dump. They don't take a dump without making a plan.
Anyway. That's still true.
Yeah. All right. So now I've taken up all that time. 30 seconds on whether the people that are portraying these characters, the DAs, et cetera, in these TV shows are realistic. Yes or no?
Yeah, and some of them they're pretty good. Some of them they're outrageously and overdramatic, but I am impressed with certain shows like Law and Order, how accurate they
get it right.
They do get it. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I've heard, that Dick Wolf and those people that produce all that stuff really work hard to get it right, the whole storyline and the way the characters are portrayed. Good. Thank you. Stephen J.J. Wiseman here on the countdown at 59 past.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.